Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's in Your Head podcast.
Digitized live from
your company name here.
Your studios in Cape Coral, Florida. It's the What's in Your Head podcast.
What's up?
Are we going to finally get to see the picture?
Yep. What's up? OG5. Last week's episode and this week's episode is brought to you by the fine people at Quantum Fiber, presenting you with less than stellar internet, and they'll raise the prices to boot. So if you want internet that drops out when you're trying to do a podcast, give Quantum Fiber a call today. On the bright side, they won't charge you for data and charge you an extra $200 a month like Comcast did because, well, yeah. So what's up, fellas? You know, last week we were together and I was getting ready to tell this story after all the other things we talked about. And well, the internet cut out. So let's go back a few weeks. And as you guys know, I have been posting photos on my Instagram, Facebook, about the fine products from the people over at Everyday Carry, 1791 Everyday Carry. They make tools like multi-tool carrying holsters, things for your pockets. They make fine quality leather goods to help you free up your pockets from all the crap you carry every day, whether it's a knife, a magazine, a multi-tool, a flashlight, what have you. They got equipment for you. And so I was trying to brainstorm an idea. Okay, how can I... the joke for the photo was, you know, the importance of matching your accessories with your clothing, because anybody knows when you dress up nice, your belt's supposed to match your boots, your boots supposed to match your hat, etc. So I had on my brown Peaky Blinders hat, I had on my nice World War II service boots, so a very nice auburn red, I had on a nice belt, and then I had on the quick snap multi-tool carrying holster from that vendor. And so I was trying to figure out, well, if I wanted to take a picture, how am I going to get the product, which is on my hip and my belt, close enough to my shoes and my hat so you can see they all match without taking all that crap off and just, you know, shoving it on a table? Because believe it or not, when you see marketing campaigns, someone's got to think up this crap and you got to figure out how to execute it, right? And so I'm like, well, you know, you can do the crouching down, like I'm changing my brakes and you know, something like that, or maybe in the garage, like, well, how would that look? So I figure as a brainstorming session, I would just set up my camera real quick, crouch down in like the position as if I was changing my brake or what have you, and try to get the product on a shot. I took this photo, and I'm like, that's a pretty good photo. But I can't post that. If I posted this photo, it would instantly turn into a meme. And that meme would be when you're trying to shoot a product photo and you end up inadvertently creating the cover photo from your Great Depression era rap album. Because that's exactly what it looks like. And I said, why would I put that out on the internet for people to make fun of me? Because that's the first thing someone's going to say. It's like, yeah, you look like you're making a rap album cover for a 1930s rap album. So I thought, who better to make a meme than myself? So if there's going to be a meme out there on the internet that people are going to be happily making fun of. So I wanted to share you guys before I post this up. Let's see. Share. You guys ready for this? Looking at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out of Hooverville. Established 1933. Behold.
Oh, snap.
Don't I look like I'm like that?
Straight out of Hooverville. Hooverville.
Don't that look like that stance is straight up a Great Depression era rap post? But I did my objective,
yeah,
right?
Either that or you're taking an Irish shit.
That too. That was my other thing. Looks like I'm dropping a deuce. But if you look at my hand, for some reason, my middle finger's curled back. Looks like I'm throwing up some weird gang sign. I successfully matched. I did get my boot, the product, and my hat all in one frame. I just so happened to be wearing my blue chambray shirt, which is basically the same material that Navy shirts made out in World War II, except for they were a lighter color. So for all intents and purposes, I had the correct outfit on for the 30s. And so, yeah, I went ahead and just created the straight out of Hooverville East, you know, instead of Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 1999, I put East 1933. Nice. So there it is in all its glory. That is the cover for my upcoming Great Depression themed rap album called Straight Out of Hooverville.
I think if you would have reversed your pose and put your left shoulder down...
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't look like I was taking a shit on that guy's shack.
Yeah, I think you were doing it right, but you're backwards. That's all.
Yeah, I'd have to reverse the image. And believe it or not, that is somebody may have colored it, but that background photo is, because, you know, my initial idea was to take my stance and then have like get a picture of the Great Depression where he's like standing in a soup line, so it looks like I'm standing down in front of my posse, but they're all black and white and super small. So then I had to Google, you know, and then if I made my photo black and white, you wouldn't be able to see the whole matching ensemble of my accessory with my belt and my hat and my boot. And so I went with that. That's actually a colored photo, unless somebody colorized it. But either way, that is a Hooverville. So
outstanding.
Nice. Rather than throwing gang signs, you look like you lost your finger in a pre-OSHA industrial accident.
Exactly. You know, I'm working. I'm literally blood, sweat, and tears trying to take care of my family during the Great Depression. I lopped off a digit. Of course, there was no workers' comp or insurance at the time. Fun fact. Did you know insurance pays out more if you lose a thumb than you do a finger?
Really?
Yeah, like that was the joke when we worked at Horton, because before I worked there, there was somebody who lost a finger on the table saw, and there was somebody else who worked there who was missing a quarter of his finger, but I don't think he did it at that particular... No, he did. He actually, I worked with a guy named Dog. They called him Dog because his front teeth were fucked. I mean, he had summer teeth to the highest order. Some were brown, some were yellow, some were missing, some had holes. So he had the summer teeth missing half of his index finger because he lopped it off on the table saw. But that was the joke, is if you're going to lose a digit and you wanted to retire, it better be your thumb. And it makes sense. Have either one of you ever severely damaged your thumb to a point where you couldn't use it for like a week or two? Popped it out of a socket, you smashed a brick on it or something? Morgan smashed his between some cylinders.
Yeah, playing the drums, yeah. You know, I've cracked it a few times with a stick where it was black and blue and not been able to use it for a few days. But yeah. Have you ever tried doing something without your... You can try to do it. Doesn't mean you're going to do shit. You can just tape your thumb down to your hand and see if you can do everything that you normally do in a regular day.
And the answer is no. That's what separates us from fucking monkeys, is we have opposable thumbs. And that's what I was kind of getting to. If it's your primary hand, you can't zip up a zipper. You can't button a pair of button fly pants, let alone a belt.
Now, unless... Because you can get really good at doing things if you figure out how to twist your fingers up and get a little bit better grip and stuff like that.
Yeah, but minor injuries like that is not going to last long enough where you're going to force yourself to evolve to learn how to do those things. Now, obviously, if you lop a thumb off, then over time, yes. But that's why they pay out more. If you lose a thumb, greatly reduces your ability to perform daily functions than if you were to lose like your middle finger or your ring finger.
I mean, my wife would still expect me to carry back grocery bags up the stairs, but I digress.
No, I don't digress. I want to talk about this. You know what the worst part about grocery shopping is? The worst part, because I go every fucking day.
Taking it home and putting it away?
Yes, but why does that suck? Let's boil this down to the
minutia. I can give you my reason why I think it sucks personally.
Sure.
Because I gotta fucking go up two flights of stairs and that sucks.
Okay.
Morgan, I got a bad knee.
What is it about putting groceries away that drives us nuts?
You know, aside from that, I'm not sure. Morgan, do you have an idea?
I don't know.